light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hail Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Toto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generation. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past to the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver!
Just before midnight, in the deep shadows near the corral of the big Rafter M Ranch, a figure moved quietly toward a man who stood there in the darkness. Suddenly, the man felt the unmistakable prod of the gun barrel at the back of his neck.
Say, what the...
Don't move, Whitey.
Why, you... Kelly. Jim Kelly, the nester.
Put your arms behind you. I've got a double noose here that'll just fit your wrists.
You can't...
I said put them behind you.
You?
That's better.
Listen, Nestor, you won't get away with this.
Looks like I'm doing all right so far. Open your mouth. I've got a gag.
I won't let
you... Yes, you will. There. Whitey, you're not very spry for a special gun hand who's been hired to keep me away from Nora Mathers. I'll see you later. No light in Nora's room. Maybe she's asleep. I'll toss some gravel.
Open that door. Open it, Steve.
Nora.
Jim, I've been waiting and hoping.
Haven't much time to talk, Nora. Is your pa awake?
I think he's still up in the front room reading.
Good.
But that man he hired, Whitey, he's liable to be around someday.
Not anymore. Whitey's gagged and tied up down by the corral. It's a good job. I did it myself.
Oh, Jim.
I've got a lot to tell you, Nora, and not much time to say it.
What do you mean?
I'm in trouble. The sheriff rode over to my farm tonight to serve that warrant your pa swore against me for fighting with this foreman.
I knew he was going to do that, Jim.
Wait, the warrant is only the beginning.
What else?
About 10 minutes after the sheriff left my place, he was shot and killed on the trail. Murdered.
Oh.
You know what that means. They'll all blame me. Just because I'm a farmer in cattle country, every cowman around here will swear that a nester killed their sheriff.
You didn't do it, Jim, and they'd have to prove it.
What chance would a farmer have before a jury of cattle raisers? I know there's only one thing I can do. That's why I came over. Say goodbye.
Jim, you're not going to run away.
It's either that or stay here and be railroaded for a crime I didn't commit. You know what the situation is, Nora, and I don't stand a chance.
But you and I, we planned so much.
I'll come back. I'll send for you. As soon as I get a start someplace else. And...
Jim, if you leave, I'm going with you.
Nora.
If you want me to.
Want you? What else have I been working for? But, Nora, you'd better think it over. It means a definite break with your father.
I've thought of all that a million times. Here, help me through the window.
There. But shouldn't you take something with you? Extra clothes? Or...
We'll stop by the Widow Mason's place. She'll loan me anything I need.
Good. And we'll borrow another horse. Ride over to the county seat first thing in the morning and be married.
Oh, darling.
Come on. My horse's ground hits the other side of the corral. We can meet.
Watch out, Jim. That rain barrel with the pail right in front of you.
What the? It's so dark. I couldn't.
Dad didn't hear.
What's going on down there? Whitey, is that you?
Oh, yes, he did.
The only thing to do now is run for it. Here's my horse. Steady, boy. Give me a hand, or I'll help you up.
Thanks.
I said, who is it?
Get up.
Nora. Is that you, Nora? Looks like that Master Jim Kelly's saddle horse. By Juniper Tiz. She's running away with that farmer. Whitey!
That you, boss? What's up?
Where's Whitey?
I don't know.
Come on over to the bunkhouse. I want every puncher we've got to roll out and hit the leather.
Sure, boss. Anything you say.
What's happened? That daughter of mine. She's run off with Jim Kelly, the nester.
Well, I'll be... We'll get the boys up pronto.
Come on, hurry. Let's get them out of the bunkhouse. Hurry up. Roll out, you saddle tramp.
You heard what the boss said. Roll out.
Ranger and Tonto reined up their horses not far from the lower end of the Rafter M Corral. They hadn't been riding hard because Tonto's horse carried a double load. The body of a dead man was slung across his saddle.
Easy, big fella. This is a good-sized ranch, Tonto. I may be able to get the information we want. You wait here.
Kimasabi.
What is it?
See over there by corral. Man on the ground.
Oh, I don't... Yes, you're right. No, but he's bound and gagged. Throw me your knife, Tonto. Thanks. There, they got the gag.
Now, what are you doing here?
Same question applies to you. What's the name of this ranch?
Rafter M. I work here.
With a gag in your mouth and your hands tied behind you?
It was that sneaking Master Jim Kelly. Slipped up behind me, put a gun in my ribs. But the murdering skunk won't get away with it. Any more than he'll get by with killing a lawman down on the river trail tonight. Then coming up here and running away with Walt Mather's daughter.
I didn't know that
hey,
anyone...
How come a freebooter like you
would answer that later?
Hey, wait. Hold up, boss. Whitey.
What in thunderation happened to you?
About 30 minutes ago, I was keeping my eye on the main road, like you told me, when Kelly, the nester, came up and put a gun in my back.
Kelly, huh? So it was him. Sneaking little child.
What did you sing out, Whitey? Me or some of the boys that hurt you?
He shoved
a gag in my mouth, tied my hand.
Well, how'd you get loose?
An owl hoot cut me loose about 2 minutes ago.
Owl hoot?
A big hombre wearing a black mask. I don't know where
you're supposed to be a professional gunslinger. That's why I hired you. So what happened? You get drunk. Let a dirt-scratching sodbuster sneak in here and run off with my daughter.
I wasn't drunk.
Blab some local talk about an owl hoot wearing a black mask.
True. I tell you, he was just here.
Shut up. You haven't got enough gumption to stuff a pipe.
Maybe we better fan out, search the barn and the
nope. Car. We've already wasted too much time.
Boss, Whitey wouldn't
and
say
you,
anything.
Ray, you're supposed to be the ramrod, foreman around this place. But you let Jim Kelly sneak in here.
I was asleep.
If you ask me, you're asleep most of the time. Hey, some of you Ranahan, hitch up my buckboard. Saddle your horses.
All right, boss.
What are you going to do, boss?
Go after my daughter and the polecat who's with her.
Yeah, Kelly's place ain't so far from here. We ought to be
you
able to...
You don't think they'll head for his farm, do you?
Why, where else would they go?
Ray, it's a good thing you know something about steers. So you ain't got any sense about women.
Here's the buckboard. I can't figure where they go.
I saw Nora and that master ride away from here double on his horse. They weren't carrying anything. There ain't a woman living who'll go very far without extra clothes.
Did you think that they...
Sure, Nora'll stop and see the nearest woman friend she's got. That'll be the Widow Mason. Well, that's where we're heading. You and Whitey scramble your Bronx. Three or four, the rest of you come.
All right. I just thought of something else, Mr. Mather.
Now what?
That Kelly Aubrey is one of the leaders among the nesters. This might stir them all up, start a range.
What do I care? Nora's my daughter, and I say she's not going to marry a sodbuster. Go on, let's ride. Enough. Yes, sir.
Easy, Silver. Quiet, boy. Did you hear all that, Toto? Listening generally turns up more answers than questions do.
Me not savvy.
The question that may be wrong. It's worth investigating.
We take dead fella into town now?
No, Toto. Take the body to our camp and wait there for me.
And where you go?
I'll follow the buckboard and those Rafter M cowboys. I'm just as anxious as they are to find a farmer named Jim Kelly.
One Silver.
Here's the white muslin I wore when Bill and I were married. You can have it for your wedding.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Mason. You're awfully kind.
Oh, it's nothing at all. I'll pack this and some other things in a valise for you.
You're mighty nice to us, Mrs. Mason. No, and I sure appreciate it.
Well, it'd sure be a pity if I couldn't help my friend. Gee. Did you go to the barn and saddle that extra saddle horse?
He's waiting right outside. Oh, we'd better hurry. If Nora's father happens to think of stopping here, we'll...
Don't fret about it. Don't bother trouble. Oh, listen. Did you hear that, Jim?
Yeah. But it can't be your dad. How
would
he...
Better be on the safe side. Quick. Both of you scoot out the back way before... Dad!
Yes, you should be here, Nora. Running off with a nester, eh?
We're going to be married.
Oh, no, you're not. Ray, you and Whitey grab that sock, but...
Yeah, right, just a minute. You're not grabbing anybody.
Yeah, I've got the gun this time, Nestor.
Now, wait. There'll be no gunplay in my house.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Mason, but this is a situation that calls for action.
I agree with you.
What's wrong with all of you?
Behind you, Whitey. He just walked in the back door.
And you'd better hold to that gun, Whitey, before you turn around.
What? The mask, Omri.
The same one.
What's the matter with you two? Gonna let an outlaw bluff you? Gun him down.
His head, I mean, he's got the drop on him.
I'm not packing a gun, but there's four punches outside of wire. He can't hold a drop on everybody. Hey, boys, break out your hardware and come in here.
I wanted with a few words with you, Jim.
Me?
But we'd better do our talking where it isn't so crowded. Quick, back me in out this door.
But I don't want to go.
I'm giving the orders, whether you like it or not. Out that door, and don't any of you move.
Boys, come in here.
Listen, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Out that back door, a masked outlaw, and he took the nester with him.
Now, show him.
Stop. Hold it from the other side.
Oh, Jim, what'll become of
it? Take it down, smash it, and gun those critters. There they go. Let them have it.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
We heard about you. Save it, Tom. I've got to call in my men. My daughter's gone away. Yeah?
Where'd she go?
No, she's gone and took the dog with her. Left the note for her. We heard about it.
Continue our story. Forcing his unwilling prisoner to run ahead of him with the threat of his gun, the Lone Ranger raced for the protecting cover of a small grove of trees.
Wait, I don't want to get away from here. Nora's back there.
Oh, I'll keep low and run. Head for those trees.
My horse is in front of the house.
No, he isn't. I brought him around here. Wait, take your spurs and ride. Come on, Silver.
Get up. Hey, take it away. Grab your spurs and line out.
I think we've thrown them off.
Yeah. But where are we?
My camp. Send me, come on. Come on.
Hemosabe, you have trouble?
None to speak of. This is Jim Kelly, Toto.
Hi, Ensign.
Oh.
I can't figure this out. Who are you? Why should a couple of outlaws...
Toto and I aren't outlaws.
But I never saw you before. What did
I you... think there's one man here you have seen before. On that blanket, the other side of the fire.
Why, that? Sheriff Conroy. He's dead. I know he's dead because
you found him murdered a few hours ago down on the river trail. Isn't that right?
How did you know?
That's the main reason you were running away, wasn't it?
I didn't kill him. He came to my place and served a warrant on me. Then he left. A little later, I was on my way to the raft ramp to see Nora. I found him.
Evidently, Tonto and I were right behind you. Well, we're taking the body into town and turning it over to the coroner.
I suppose that's the right thing to do. But it'll sure put a noose around my neck if I stay here.
If you're innocent, why run away?
Because I'm a farmer. Only about 25 of us living here in the middle of country, controlled by cattlemen.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I don't know why you helped me, pulled me out from those raft ram gun hands. I guess it's none of my business. Now that I've burned my bridges, I can't see Nora again. I'll be drifting.
You could stay here and win out, if you wanted to.
One man against the rafter M? You're loco.
You wouldn't be alone. Toto and I'll help you.
How?
Well, the first thing we'll do is put the sheriff's body back where we found it. Then you stay here in camp for a few days, out of sight.
What good will that do?
Give us a chance to find out why the sheriff was killed. I think I know now who did it.
Ranger and Tonto reined up on a back street of the little town where the dead sheriff had maintained an office.
Oh, boy. Steady now. Jim said the sheriff's office is right there in the corner, Tonto. Come on. I don't think it'll be locked. Sheriff Conroy didn't expect to be away as long as... That's right. Come on. There's a lamp on the table, Tonto. Light it so we can see what we're doing.
What you look for, Kemosabe?
I don't know. That's the trouble. The ward notices first, I guess. Here's a whole door full. This will take a little time to look through all of these.
Sheriff's murder and the disappearance of Jim Kelly. Everyone reached the same conclusion, including Walt Mathers, who found his daughter near the corral, preparing to saddle her pony.
And where do you think you're going, Nora?
Just for a ride, Dad.
Oh, you're not. After that stunt you pulled last night, I'm not letting you out of my sight. You'll not have another chance to run off with a murderer, Nestor.
Jim didn't murder the sheriff.
Evidence all points the other way. You saw him take off with a masked outlaw, didn't you?
That doesn't prove anything.
And you've heard Sheriff Conroy tell me a dozen times that it's Nestor's who've rustled cattle off my range.
Then why didn't the sheriff prove it if he knew that was true?
Because the poor critter got a bushwhacker's bullet in his back. Seems to me, Nora, you have brains enough not to... Well, what do you want?
I just rode in from the South Range.
Made a rough tally on the herd over there. We're short about 50 steers, boss.
What? 50?
They must have been rustled sometime during the past week.
Man, you want any more proof than that, Nora? Those thieving sod busters are robbing me blind.
South Range, eh? That's near the flats. Where a whole lot of them live.
That still isn't proof that it was farmers who stole the steers.
You go in the house and stay there.
50 steers. By Juniper, I'd like this. Who's this coming?
That's one of the Nestors. I think his name's Hank Purvis.
What? Nestor? One of those critters got the gall to come out here after...
Oh, there.
Well, what are you doing out here?
Bringing you a message, Walt Mathers, and a warning.
Warning?
Why, you've thought of us folks down on the flats that'd like to know what you've done with Jim Kelly.
What I don't know anything about the murdering coyote.
Different stories than that going around town.
Don't care what kind of a story's going around.
Redskin rode in and told us that Jim Kelly was being held out at Crown Point Bluff.
Well, if the skunk's out there, I've got nothing to do with it.
So all of us farmers got together and decided to give you this warning. We're riding out to Crown Point Bluff now. If Jim Kelly ain't there, if you've killed him, it means war.
War? Why, you sniveling dirt scratchers? You nest on my range, steal my cattle, and now you tell me there's going to be...
I told you what we're going to do. We mean business.
Get up! Why, those sneaking little... Crown Point Bluff, eh? Ray.
Yeah, boss?
Tell every puncher we've got to buckle on his guns. We're heading for Crown Point Bluff.
Hey, who's the clod hopper just rode away?
Name's Hank Purvis.
Whitey, you claim to be a gunslinger. Well, now you're going to prove it.
What do you mean?
The Nesters want war, so we're going to give it to them. Starting just as soon as we can get to Crown Point Bluff.
Crown Point? What are you going out there for?
I just told you to wipe out the sodbusters.
But why?
Well, I'm... Now, don't argue. Throw a rig on your bronc and let's go.
Hit the leather, boys.
Size of that cloud of dust, it means every puncher on the Raft Ram payroll.
Hank Purvis and the other farmers. Are they down there below the point, Toto?
He tell farmer feller.
Be sure to wait for signals. Good.
Yes, I don't quite understand what you're trying to do. Seems to me this is a surefire way to start a war.
Not if we do as we planned. You ride down there now, and Toto and I'll wait here.
You've been right so far, mister. I'll string along.
Good.
Get up.
Jim Kelly, a straddle that bronc, over by the point?
Well, I'll be. And no sign of those dirt scratchers who are going to start...
Yes, there is. Here they come. They've spotted them, too.
Yeah. I don't know how that Kelly kid happened to be here, and I don't care. Those sodbusters ask for war, and that's what they're going to get. Break out your guns, boys.
Ready for them, boys.
Don't worry, Jim. We'll match all the lead these cowpunchers want to throw.
There isn't going to be any gunplay.
What do you mean? Hasn't Walt Mathers been holding you out here against your will?
No, that isn't true.
An Indian told us...
A friend of mine sent that message. That all of you would be sure to be here. We wanted you to be here too, Mr. Mathers.
Cut the palaver, Kelly. Tell your yokel friends to fill their hands.
I think you've seen one thing you've overlooked here at Crown Point.
Yeah?
Look down there in the draw, the other side of those trees. It's a corral with about 200 head of stock in it. Raptor and stock.
What? He's right, boss. I can see him through that break in the trees. Looks like every steer that's ever been rustled from our herd.
You're right.
Well, of all the consarn gall, you've got nerve enough
to... I didn't steal the stock. Neither did any other farmer. That's why we wanted you up here to prove
that. Yeah, don't waste time talking to that murdering skunk. Let's gun him down, all of them.
Yeah,
what? I'll do the first man who reaches for a gun.
What? Hey, look, boss, on top of the bluff. The masked hombre who... And the Redskins.
What?
Nobody set off at me.
I don't care how many owl hoots are siding you. We'll take on the whole pack of you.
I don't think you will, Mr. Mathers, when you know the truth.
Yeah. What's that?
Where's Jim Kelly been if those cowpunchers haven't been holding him?
Jim's been with me ever since we left the Widow Mason's house yesterday afternoon.
And what's the idea of that engine over there? Tell
Jim's already explained the reason for that message. We wanted to be sure every farmer from the flats and every cowman from the Rafter M would be here.
That doesn't make sense. They've rustled my stock. It's all down there in that corral.
No. The farmers haven't stolen a single head of your cattle. Two men have done that systematically for 2 or 3 months. One of those men is on your payroll.
I don't believe it.
The other one is dead. He was Sheriff Conroy.
Here. Conroy?
He was murdered when Whitey found out the sheriff intended to double-cross him.
Whitey? What? You mean
he's alive? Watch out, Mr. Mathers. He's got a hideout gun.
I expected that from you, Whitey.
You broke my hand. A slug right through my hand.
You're lucky it wasn't your head.
Jim Kelly. If he hadn't moved in front of me...
You're right, Mr. Mathers. Jim's quick thinking saved your life.
I don't know what to say.
How about it, Jim? Is your wound serious?
No. Just grazed my shoulder. I'll be all right.
So Whitey's been double-crossing me all the time.
Yes, here's proof of it. A letter to Sheriff Conroy from a cattle buyer below the border. He mentions his hideout corral. He agreed with Conroy that there's no sense in splitting the profits three ways.
Well, I'll be... How did you know Whitey was tied up with the sheriff?
I didn't. All I knew was that Whitey had murdered Conroy.
Well, how'd you know that? We all thought...
Because Antonio and I found Whitey bound and gagged last night and released him. The first thing he did was accuse Jim Kelly of murder. At that time... No one else knew about the killing.
Well, the thieving skunk sure had us all fooled. I've always thought the Nesters were the ones.
They've always thought that they couldn't get a square deal from cattlemen. You've both been mistaken.
Yep. I can see it now.
I'll leave word with the United States Marshal in the next county to come over and take charge of Whitey. You'll hold him till then, won't you?
Don't worry. The varmint won't get away from us.
Good. Ready, Toto?
You ready?
Come, Silver.
Get up. Come.
Well, I'll be doggone. Jim, the biggest mistake I've made is about you. Yeah, Nora was right.
Well, that man in the mask helped me to straighten.
How about riding back to the Rafter M for supper? Give Nora a chance to fix a meal for a smart young fella and a dad-burned old fool.
Sure.
Let's ride.
Easy, boy. Steady there.
All right, fellas, let's go. Get up. Get up. Get up.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.